Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to How to Survive, the show that teaches you how to survive the stuff that can kill you.
Like being struck by lightning, or falling off a cliff, or scary dogs.
And the stuff that just makes you wish you were dead.
Like broken vaginas.
Ugh.
Or demands for boba. Or bad school principals.
Oh, I had one of those. And I have another one of those.
I think you checked all of those.
I am just checking off the boxes today. Yep. Ooh, yep. I have an idea.
So, theme song?
Yeah.
Let's play it.
Ground is shaken under our feet. Mountains on fire, flooding in the street. Can't breathe the air, can't fight the feeling. Gobbling down Xanax ain't the way to be dealing. Gotta do better than just getting high. We gotta stick together if we're gonna survive.
Hello!
Welcome, welcome!
I have Maniac in my head now because you were singing Maniac. What song's that?
That's the part, that's the bridge.
Okay.
You can't recognize the bridge?
I said I've never seen that movie.
It's where she's getting the water splashed on her and she's moving her legs fast.
Oh, yeah, right.
Jennifer Beals. Hi.
Hi.
You're tired?
I am sleepy.
For no particular reason.
Well, Chris and I had a weekend.
Well, maybe you party too hard.
We partied too hard. We went to Ojai, land of partying.
land of ladies partying hard.
Yeah. And we...
in their fancy shoes and clothes.
Right. Lots of white people.
Oh.
Just a lot of white people.
Sea of white ladies and Patagonia.
The last day, as we were leaving that restaurant, I saw a black guy and I was like completely thrown for a loop.
Did you want to stop him and ask him if he was in the wrong town?
I was trying to blink. I was trying to blink to him to see if he, you know, needed
help. It was
okay.
It was like a get out scenario.
Exactly.
Where it was like, hey, you might be in danger here.
Right. But then, and I was the only thing I could think to do was hide him in, you know, a tchotchke store. So
there were plenty to choose from.
So many tchotchkes.
Do you need a tea towel that's $36?
Do you need an oven mitt that's $36?
Do you need a matchbook that's $10?
Yes. All those things.
Yes. Although we did buy bags that were $14.
Yeah, but those are
reusable
bags.
Use
the hell out of those bags.
Bagu. Not a sponsor. Oh my God, could we
get Bagu
as a sponsor? Dream of all dreams.
Yeah.
I don't think they do podcast sponsorships, though. Otherwise, I would...
They're doing just fine on their own.
They do not need us, but we need them.
Stupid. Yeah, so we had fun. We went on a hike.
Yes, we did. Beautiful hike.
I drank wine and...
She drank
got
night.
Real tired.
You drank wine. Was that the night before?
Yeah.
It was a mistake. I'm going to just put it out there.
Yeah.
You lived to regret it.
Well, I didn't feel hungover. I just felt really tired.
Did you drink wine last night?
No. No, I did not drink anything last night. I didn't feel tired because of the wine. I felt tired because I couldn't sleep because of the wine. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's what wine,
yeah.
It's like,
it screws
I
up
don't,
your...
I'm always jealous of people who are like, sometimes if I can't sleep, I just have a little bit of wine. And I'm like, that is like a sleep, like it's right. the antidote of sleep
right,
for me.
Right, because it dehydrates you and it keeps you up. And yeah, but we also
dun, dun, dun.
Rented e-bikes.
I made Danielle do it.
I was really excited to do it. I've said on the show before, I am not a good bicycle rider. I learned very, very late in life, and I always get nervous, but I really wanted to do it.
Yes.
So the guy is showing us how it works, and I'm like, I wasn't panicking, but I was like, oh God, I don't know if I'm going to, because I didn't really know what an e-bike was. I didn't know if it was, I was picturing something, even though I understood you had a pedal.
Yes.
I was thinking it was something more along the lines of.
Like a dirt bike.
No, like.
Motorcycle. Harley Davidson.
Chopper. Helicopter. autobus. Autobus. Tram. Trolley. I was thinking it was more like a scooter that's electric, you know, like an electric scooter, like a bird or something. Where,
yes.
Where it could, like, get out from under you or something like that.
Right. Like, if you pushed a button too hard, it would just.
Yes.
You would fling up in
yes.
the air.
Yes, yes, yes.
The bike
yes,
would
yes.
keep going.
Right.
And you'd just be laying there bleeding.
Right. So it started with me not lifting up the kickstand as we were trying to get out of the parking lot.
Right.
That was a good start.
Which, whatever, that's not a big deal.
And then
also
was,
the kickstand was way far back, I noticed.
Is that farther back than most
yes.
kickstands? yeah, so it was really fun. And we rode, our aim was to ride to the ocean.
There's a path that goes all the way to the ocean from right downtown Ojai.
Yeah, it's really neat.
You don't have to be with cars.
Yeah, it's really cool. You cross a few streets, but like I wasn't even scared. I got the... It's just like riding a bicycle. I got the hang of it once I got on.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, it's starting. It might rain, and we don't want to drive back in the rain. So we're gonna. We were gonna turn around before. But before we turned around, I decided to knee plant into the ground. Completely fell off.
Would
the
you
bicycle.
Say you decided?
Yeah. It was not a decision.
Just had to get it over with.
It was so on brand. I hit some mud. I hit some mud and the bicycle just slipped. I don't know if it had
Were you in turbo mode?
I was only in eco mode.
Yeah, eco mode is basically you're just riding a bike. Like
yeah,
you're not even
just a
using
a little bit of help.
I don't even know if you're using help really. You're just
right.
kind of riding the bike. And then I just looked back
and I was just on the ground.
And there she was on the ground.
Just splayed on the ground, Garen. So pathetic.
No.
I landed on my palms and my knee. It hurt. It hurt a lot.
Yeah.
It hurt my ego, too. It was embarrassing.
She didn't cry. I would have cried.
Really?
I think so. If it hurt,
oh,
I would cry.
No, I was just embarrassed. And then I just walked it off. And then on the way back, then I put it in sport mode.
Me, too.
You put it in sport mode.
Oh,
so it
yeah.
helps you a little because it's a little bit uphill.
Yeah.
So it helps you. And then we got home fine.
I was a little worried about the rain, so I wanted to kind of
yes.
get speedied back.
And all I was thinking about, I'm so dumb. I wasn't even thinking like, oh, the rain could make it scarier to ride. I was literally just thinking the rain's going to fall on my glasses and I won't be able to see. And I can't not wear my glasses because I can't see. So
I was just thinking I'm not wearing anything to protect me from the rain. And I'm going
right.
to have to tie my Bagu bag around my neck and wear it like a weird superhero cape that's
oh God,
covered
that
with raspberries.
So cute. So cute. Heroes do wear capes.
Yeah, covered with raspberries.
Yeah. So
it was a little cold.
It was a
day.
Little cold. Our hands were cold.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I had a sort of a warm jacket on the way back, but you were probably.
You know, it was all right. It was super fun. It was really beautiful.
It was really beautiful, but we broke our vaginas.
My vagina is currently broken.
Is it still sore?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not in pain right now, like incredibly, but definitely sitting down
yeah.
since then has been. A little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know how people do it.
Because of the bikes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I think those seats, well, listen.
Well,
we also.
It had something to do with a wine bottle.
We did some really other stuff we're not going to talk about
shit.
On the show. That's for the Patreon, guys. Join our Patreon.
What happens in Ojai?
If you want to hear about that.
We told you we found that black guy, right?
Oh, my God.
Anything we could to protect him.
We need to get those padded shorts that have extra vagina padding. I hope
you need
for women
to get vagina padding.
They have vagina padding, and maybe we can get some kind of like injections into that area.
Well, I would like to. I'd like to get an injection in my butt.
Women get those BBLs. Maybe there's a V BL?
You want a bigger vagina? You want a fluffier, bigger, squishier, juicier vagina?
Maybe. Maybe. I want it, thick, but not for,
she thick.
Not for, impressing men or my husband. It's just for e-bike rides.
It's going to be hard to get jeans on, I'm just saying.
Imagine what that would look like. If that was something women started wanting to do, was to make just that area really fat.
Well, have you ever had a yeast infection?
Oh, yeah.
And it's
like
up.
A croissant down there.
Wow. That's what the yeast is. It makes it rise. Right? Isn't it something related to that?
I don't think that's real. What you're saying.
Wait, I had a yeast infection one time and it rose. They got all swollen. Is that not normal?
Did you prove it?
I proved it. I don't know if I proved it too long enough. So there wasn't enough airy.
I think it gets the area gets irritated and it gets
mine rose.
Puffy, but.
Yeah, puffy.
Here's a shout out to all the big vagina ladies. And yeah, let's try to make these vaginas bigger.
Because before we even went on the ride, you told me that in the summer, you and your whole family are going to do something called an inn-to-inn ride in Europe.
Yes.
Where they bicycle for miles and miles and miles. And so after we did this, I was like, you need to buy padded shorts.
Yes, definitely. For the whole family. Yeah. And maybe we need to do exercises to strengthen the area and and do some practice rides. To get ready.
Yeah. Maybe you need to callus.
Callus it up.
Yeah, callus it up. That's so gross.
Build up some calluses down there.
I don't know.
How would you even do that?
Riding bikes.
I guess, yeah. And maybe there's, maybe I can go to the Y. And when you sign up, you sometimes get a free personal trainer for three sessions.
Oh,
and
right.
I could just be like, here's the area. I need to work on strengthening. And it'll be like, oh, so your butt? No. Not that.
Oh, so Kegels. No,
nope,
not that either.
No, it's the outside.
It's the outside.
Here, let me spread my legs and show you.
Oh, boy.
So stupid.
Oh my god, it's
well, and then we got home all safe and sound. And
safe and sound.
Did you have a good weekend? Did you do anything?
Did you break your vagina?
A couple times. Oh, I almost forgot. I watched This Is Me Now.
Oh, you bastard. Did you really?
I did.
And
sorry.
Wait, are you guys gonna watch it?
Yes.
Then I'm not gonna say.
Okay, don't say anything.
I'm not gonna say anything.
We wanted to watch it at the hotel, but
yes.
We didn't have Amazon, so we had to hold off.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I won't.
We watched. We should wait. You know what? I think we'll talk about this more in the bonus episode, but we watched American Nightmare. Have you seen this, Garen?
Oh, I keep hearing people talk about
Garen, please watch it before Thursday.
Okay.
So I mentioned it to Jim, and he was like, oh, yeah, I've seen that. And I was like, of course. I knew he had. It was just right up his alley.
Oh, really?
I don't know when he saw it, but somehow he watched three episodes of some. But yeah, it's really good. Well, maybe we should try to watch This Is My Love Life. Whatever.
This Is Me Now.
This Is Me Now.
It's an hour and 6 minutes.
Oh, let's watch it before Thursday.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you do it?
I think so. All right. So we're going to talk about, because this feels relevant to your interests, Danielle, and to Jimmy.
How to survive broken vaginas.
Yeah, because we want to get him in there.
Yeah.
ASAP.
So weirdo.
We got to get you healed up. How to survive an attacking dog.
Ah.
Or a dog
you.
That attacks.
Yes.
Everybody needs to know this, in fact.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to give you, first of all, some facts and figures, because aren't those fun?
I do like facts
Who
and
doesn't
figures.
Like,
well,
like
you like to put in perspective.
Yes. This is from the American Veterinary Medical Association. All right. So do you know how many dogs we even have in the U.S.?
Oh, my God. That's such a good question. 2 million.
About 90 million.
I was off. I don't understand numbers.
I don't know time, numbers, facts. I'm the same. I would have been 400 billion?
Sure.
Who knows?
90 million
90
dogs?
Million.
Okay.
About 45% of homes have at least one dog.
It's wow.
That's a lot.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
About 400... not right. 4.5 million people are bitten by dogs each year in the United States.
Whoa.
And more than 800,000 receive medical attention for the dog bites, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. About half of those bitten are children.
Mm.
Almost one in five people who are bitten receive medical attention. Children are the most common and are far more likely to be severely injured.
Aww.
Most of those dog bites that do get that affect young children occur during everyday activities and that while they're interacting with familiar dogs. So that's just kind of to keep it in perspective.
See, that's what I mean, I'm sure you'll get to this, but I mean, dogs really seem to have a sense generally of I don't hurt this little thing. I protect it. Like I see, you know, maybe I'm just a sucker because I see all these adorable videos where people, where their little babies are cuddling with the dogs and the dogs seem so protective. And also when my brother was brought home as a baby, my parents already had a dog and they treated it the same way. I'm assuming same with me. But then this happens. So it's like, how do you know? How do you know when the dog is going to turn? I mean, and little babies put their hands on the dog's face.
Pull on dog's ears and climb all on top of dogs. I think it's a lot of experiences where the kid and the dog are not well supervised, right? And how can you all the time constantly as a parent? But that's when it's happening. It's kids who are grabbing at dogs. And also, I think you should never expect a dog to tolerate that.
Yeah.
People have dogs who are like, she'll take anything. No. Yeah. No. Dogs shouldn't have to.
No, they shouldn't have to.
They
shouldn't
have to. You should protect your dog from the kids and keep them separated.
Right.
You know, we have a dog, you know, we have a dog who was a rescue and she could be unpredictable and we had to do a lot of work and separate little kids from our dog. And we'd always say, you know, it's better if you, you don't let, especially when we had toddlers.
Yeah.
To sort of watch it.
Right.
Okay. Any dog can bite, big or small, male or female, young or old. Most dog bites are preventable, and there are things you can do at home and within your community to help prevent them. Okay. Let's talk about why dogs bite.
Yeah.
Well, it's the main reason is that humans are delicious.
Oh.
So that's a lot of,
I thought so.
That's the thing that people don't talk about is that we taste really good.
When they look at us, do we morph into a cartoon turkey leg?
Yes.
Or whole turkey, rather?
There was a lot of research done on this.
Yeah.
And we actually look like a giant Warner Brothers turkey leg.
Right. Or a ham with like a sizzle mark coming out of it.
Or the bacon. A big piece of bacon.
Or the bacon. Yeah, sizzling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They are stressed is one big reason. They're defending their territory.
Mm-hmm.
And a dog might think the whole neighborhood is their territory.
Well, I know one who does.
Exactly. Sally, poor Sally, she thinks she has to defend the entire mountaintop.
Oh,
you know?
so much pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
You know why? Because she's a woman.
Yeah.
She just thinks the world's on her shoulders.
She has the weight of the world on her shoulders. They're scared.
Uh-huh.
They've been startled. They feel threatened. They're protecting something like their puppies, their food, or even a toy.
Right.
Okay. So they might be in pain. That's another reason. Sally has snapped at our kids before when they've accidentally stepped down off the couch and she's been sleeping down there and they've stepped on her accidentally.
Oh.
Like she'll be asleep.
Yeah.
And she'll go.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't even know what she's snapping at.
Right.
She hasn't bitten them, but she'll just snap because she's woken up, doesn't know what's going on, and it hurts. Dogs might also nip and bite during play. That's why they always say to people, like, don't wrestle with your dog or play tug of war with your dog. It brings out their aggression instincts. And also just use a toy when you play with them, not use your hands. Don't let them mouth on your skin ever.
I loved when puppies do that. I think it's so sweet.
Yeah, but it's not.
And you're not supposed to do tug of war?
No, we never did. That was one of the first things when we had multiple trainers with Sally. But the first trainer was like, do not do tug of war with this dog.
Because it brings out aggression.
It just activates an aggressive instinct.
Garen, did your dogs ever do tug of war?
They did occasionally, but then they would just get bored with it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But what was I going to say? Something about Dexter. He has never been around kids. Has not been around kids often.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I am always weary of kids when they come because they just want to run up to him.
Yes,
I'm like, he's not great on a leash. Just, you know, don't, because he'll bark instantly.
Yeah.
He's never lunged at any of the kids or
no, he barks and they stop. And I'm okay. Like, I'm sorry, he's not great. But my cousin brought his kids over to my place once and he was absolutely fine. Huh. So it's
more
leash
confident.
Area.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because he's always been kind of weary of people and other. It scares me because I don't know
right.
what he wants to do. And I, half the time I think it's my fault because I'm not letting him explore uh-huh. or, you know, run up to another dog or whatever because I'm afraid he's going to bite him or someone's going to.
Yeah. Well, he might.
Whatever. He might.
That's what yeah. happens with Sally is so when we walk her, people will have their dogs and they'll say, is she friendly? And I'll say, I don't know what's going to happen. It's better if they right. don't. But there have been times where people will just walk right up and not ask. And the two dogs will start sniffing each other.
Oh.
And then if at any point one of the dogs gets like a little bit like this, uh-huh. Sally will just start attacking.
Oh.
Sally is not good with other dogs on leashes.
Oh, okay.
And she used to be great like at dog parks and super friendly. But then there was one instance where she had a conflict, like a fight with another dog, and then it's never been the same.
Oh.
And we cannot meet other dogs on leash
oh,
ever. Like
bummer.
It at any point can become aggressive. So, all right, here's what's going to happen if a dog is coming at you or making you feel worried about an attack. Step one, remain calm.
Okay.
Dogs can sense fear in humans in two ways, according to BBC Science Focus. That's the name of the website. Okay. Okay, like their ancestors, the gray wolves, they are highly sensitive to body language, and people who fear dogs tend to stiffen up and stare straight at them. Okay? And dogs interpret this as aggression and behave accordingly. I've seen this so much at my house. I always know when somebody's a little nervous about dogs when they come over because Sally immediately starts to bark at them.
Right.
Because she reads their body language.
Okay.
Right?
Now I'm understanding Oliver's entire childhood. Got
so,
it.
Okay, the other way that dogs can sense the human's fear is that they can literally smell it. People who are afraid excrete a different smell.
Right.
So even if it's not like they can smell, you know, I've had panic sweat before.
Yeah.
You know, nervous about going to do some, I don't know, performance or something. And you're like, oh, God, I stink. But you can actually excrete a fear smell that even you can't smell, but dogs can smell it because they have that incredible sense of smell. That's why they're cadaver dogs.
Right.
You know, they do it for a living, these dogs.
They're professionals.
They're professional smellers. Yeah. Their sense of smell is like, it's, I don't know the percentages of what their smell is like compared to ours. It's insane how strong right. their sense of smell is. Okay. So a dog is less likely to attack if you can be all laid back and chill.
Okay.
I don't know how you can do, like, it's hard to trick your body into right. not being afraid when you're actually afraid, but, like, it would be good to sort of start practicing the maybe it's deep breathing techniques, you know, working on that idea of, like, okay, don't stare at the dog.
Right.
You know, like, loosen just your shoulders, right. deep breaths, you know, put some chill vibes to your body. Okay, here's some obvious don'ts. Don't wave your arms around or kick with your legs, the dogs may perceive these actions as threatening. So, like, this is, you're doing the opposite of, like, what we would do with a mountain lion. You know,
right.
you make yourself bigger.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that with a dog. So if you say you're standing and the dog's across the street and growling at you.
Yeah.
You're not going to try to be like, wah!
Right.
Okay. An attacking dog isn't always behaving aggressively. A lot of the time they're attacking because they're scared or confused. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, don't prank a dog. No jump scares. Don't hide behind a door.
What if it's April 1st and you have already rigged a pail of water on top of a door frame?
Well,
and it's all set to go.
I would say then do that to a golden retriever.
Oh, they'll like it?
Mixed with like a dachshund.
Oh.
Because it's small, friendly breed
yeah.
who you also can easily take down.
They like a good joke is what you're saying.
And they have pretty sunny dispositions.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what you're going to do. This is your body language. Look away.
Yeah.
Stand very still and straight, you know, kind of like mannequin style.
Okay.
And when the dog approaches, you're going to have your hands at your sides with your gaze averted, right?
Okay.
Like, so just how you behave when a Jehovah's Witness comes by.
Right. Just I'm not home. I'm not right. home. I am not making eye contact.
Not available. Right?
Yep.
Many times the dog will walk away.
Should I also tell the dog that I'm a Jew?
Yes.
Okay.
Or Jewish person.
Right. We were debating about whether. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Many times a dog will walk away if you ignore them. All right. So just don't do the locking eyes thing. Don't make a lot of movement because that can send them the signal that you are ready to fight.
Well, I guess in this situation, we probably did do the right thing with Oliver and me.
Yeah.
Oliver did avert his eyes.
Good.
Now, he definitely did not appear relaxed, but he was standing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he smelled fearful. Scared. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he... And then the dog did just change his mind.
Yes.
But it didn't seem like he was going to. Well, it's, anyway.
He did, which is great. He did do some of the right things. So,
right. So you shouldn't, like, squat, like, hey, I'm relaxed. Okay.
It sounds like no. Okay. They're really big on the eye contact here being a message to a scared or aggressive dog that you're challenging them.
Got it.
Stand sideways, but keep them in your peripheral vision. Okay. So this also signals that you're not a threat. Don't open your hands and arms up, like, to a bite, obviously,
right.
by extending them. So you want to keep your fingers curled into fists to avoid losing a finger, okay? Because they might come really close and sniff you.
Sure.
It's very terrifying, okay? But, you know, they won't actually bite you. They're just going to come over. It's like, it feels like a shark coming by to see if they want to attack. All right. Do not make a run for it unless you are certain you can get away, okay?
Right.
Now, because you're asking them to chase you, you're basically turning it into a game.
Exactly.
And guess what? You're not faster than a dog. On average, dogs can run 15 to 20 miles per hour. Greyhounds up to 45.
Whoa.
Obviously, I'd be very surprised if it's a greyhound that's about to attack you since they are like the sweetest, gentlest.
Oh, are they?
They're so like...
Any dog can attack you.
But... Any dog can attack you. Here we go. Here's your best chance. A Shih Tzu are the slowest to 6 miles per hour, and women, on average, can run 6.5 miles per hour. However, I doubt we can.
I got to tell you, I can't imagine being scared of a Shih Tzu in any context.
We had a mean-ass Shih Tzu when I was a kid. My mom
did it bite you?
I think it must. My mom got rid of it. You know, back in those days, you had a mean dog. The dog was out.
I mean, you could just punt it away if you had to.
Bit one of us. My mom was
like, really?
That dog's out.
Oh.
You know those little dogs. They can be little assholes.
Yeah.
I don't like a Shih Tzu personally, but whatever.
Yeah.
There's only a couple dogs that I cannot be like won over by.
What was the one?
Pomeranian.
Pomeranian.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for my Pomeranian lovers out there. That is, I am not... Even a puppy Pomeranian. The kids are like, Mom, look. And I'm like, mm-mm, cannot.
I'm averting my eyes.
I am averting my gaze.
Standing sideways and averting my eyes.
Even on a bicycle, many dogs will be able to catch up to you. Okay?
Okay.
So,
Jesus. What if it's an e-bike and it's on turbo?
Turbo? I mean, if as long as the road's not muddy, I say go for it.
So here's my question.
Yes.
Because I didn't really know how to answer this. If we were going on a straight path and we put it on turbo, would the bike go really fast?
I don't think so. You still have to, if you're pedaling, yeah, you'll be like, zooming.
But I mean, you'd go faster than you can normally go.
Yes.
On a straight, okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right.
All right. If, here's a caveat. If the dog is at a distance, like away from you.
Yeah.
And you're 5 to 10 feet from your car, then get inside your car, okay? So like, I don't know, watch the movie Cujo for reference.
Sure.
Or don't.
Or don't, because it's terrifying.
Never look at a dog the same way again.
Oh.
All right. Distract or confuse the dog with another object. All right. So if the dog continues to threaten you, offer them something to chew on, such as your backpack full of rocks.
Yes.
Or a water bottle. This is a good reason to have one of those giant metal water bottles, right?
Uh-huh.
That's a good weapon, isn't it?
I don't want to hurt a dog.
I know.
Oh, if it's between you and the dog,
I know.
All right. So this may distract or bewilder the dog long enough to give you time to escape.
Are they saying... They're not saying throw the bottle. They're saying hold out the bottle.
Yeah, like, here you go. You don't have to eat my arm.
Okay.
Look what I have.
Okay.
You may want to carry treats or toys when traveling in areas known to be home to dangerous dogs.
Yeah.
Or pepper spray or a taser. I just threw that in there. But I do think they do recommend, like, there are deterrents you can, like, if you're a person who does a lot of hikes or walks and it's an area that does have a lot of dogs kind of running around, you could get...
Pepper spray
or taser. And that just reminds me, I have an email from one of our listeners, Maria, who she's a dog walker, I think, or I don't know. I'm going to look at it before we're done because she recommends some kind of dog deterrent.
Oh, okay.
So I'll check that and see what she said. I didn't have a chance. Okay.
Cat spray.
If approached, just have a wild cat. You know what? One of your feral cats.
Yeah, put them in my backpack.
Put in your backpack right on the top of the rocks. Yeah. You just pull that cat out by its scruff, throw it at the dog. I mean, that's going to work.
That's a good idea.
If approached by an angry dog, throw the treats or toy away from you.
Yeah.
You know, dog's going to go after those instead of you. I mean, what about just like a side of beef?
Just carry a side of beef like your Fred Flintstone?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I mean.
Well, then they're probably definitely going to attack you.
Then they're
going to
follow
raw
you.
Meat on you, yeah.
You're going to be like the Pied Piper of wild dogs. Right. I don't know if that's the right reference, but.
You know what that whole story is?
Is it about a guy who got rats to follow him? Or children?
Yeah, he was paid to get the rats out, right?
Okay.
Okay, so he gets the rats out with the pipe. They follow him out. And then they don't pay him. So he does it with the kids.
He takes the kids.
He plays the music so the kid, yeah.
And so what does he do with the kids?
I think he eventually gives them back because they're paid for.
But so he's smart. Like a kidnapper.
Yeah, but it's like, he didn't pay me. So now I'm going to do the same thing I did with the rats to your kids.
A debt collector.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
Kind of a kidnapper.
Well, they should have paid their debt.
I guess so. Wow. Pay
your debts. He probably
could have
just brought the rats back.
Yeah, that would be another option. Okay, so when you've got the dog calmed down, right, from your sideways staring and your hands rested by your sides.
You've thrown a side of beef toward
your beef is thrown. Walk away slowly. Mm-hmm. Shuffle sideways.
Oh.
Slowly. Do not turn your back on the dog.
Okay.
Do not make any sudden movements.
Okay.
Do not tell him he's a good boy.
Oh.
That really pisses him off. It's fucking patronizing. He does not want to hear it. He's like, heard that his whole life. Okay. So, you did the no eye contact. You did the stiff as a board. You did all the things. The dog still smelled your panic.
Yeah.
And he's coming in for the kill.
Okay.
All right. If the dog leaps at you, mm-hmm. fight back.
Okay.
Okay. If the dog starts biting you, you've got to defend yourself. Hit or kick the dog in the throat, nose, back of the head.
Okay.
All right. This will stun the dog. Give you time to get away, okay? Raise your voice at this point. Yell for help as you're fighting back, right?
Yeah.
Or fire, because remember how they always say if you yell for help, nobody comes?
Right.
Yell fire!
Right.
Or what about like, I see Taylor Swift!
Yeah.
Whatever you're going to yell that is going to get, whatever area you're in, you want to yell to get people to come.
Okay.
If you have a stick or another weapon, you can and should use it to hit the dog. So whatever you have.
Okay.
I mean, if you're hiking, walk with a stick. If you're, you know, your big metal water bottle, whatever you see by you, grab it and hit the dog with it, okay? If available, mace or pepper spray also works as a good defense. Fight as though your life depends on it because it does. Dog attacks can be fatal, so don't worry about hurting the dog, Danielle.
It's just so antithetical to, I'm sure, most people's, you know, disposition to hurt a dog.
You might feel differently when they're sinking their teeth into you know, neck.
Yeah.
All right. Here is the specifics about different size dogs. Okay. Use your weight to your advantage and wrap the dog up. I don't know how much this is going to help you, Danielle, because you're very small. Okay.
If my flat butt is involved, I will. Yeah. I'm dead.
Yeah. We gotta bulk you up. I'm gonna start bringing in some granola for you. If the dog is medium sized, bring your entire body weight on the animal, specifically pushing down with the hard points of your knees or your elbows.
Okay.
They're great at biting, but bad at wrestling.
Ah.
So wrap them up and hold on. Get on top of the animal and concentrate on their throat or ribs.
Okay.
All right. If it's a smaller dog, you want to get on the back with your body weight and apply forward pressure to the back of the neck. They'll be forced to let go to breathe.
Okay, so this is if it's got its teeth clenched on you.
Assuming it is.
Or it's snapping at you.
It's biting. Okay. In all these scenarios, the dog is biting into you.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know. Here we go. If the dog is a larger breed like a Rottweiler, Pitbull, or German Shepherd, do not put your weight on the dog.
Okay.
Here's what you do instead.
Yes.
Get on the ground and protect yourself.
Oh, boy.
All right? Get in the fetal position because if you can't put a major hurt on the dog. I mean, if you're 6'8 and 300 pounds.
And you can pick him up and throw him
away. You can break that dog in half, perhaps. If it's us.
No.
Cover your face, chest, and throat. Protect the vital areas. Okay? Give the impression you're not a threat because you aren't.
Okay.
Resist the urge to scream.
Okay.
Or roll away, because this will just encourage the dog to keep attacking.
Play dead, basically.
Maybe you can whisper scream.
Taylor Swift. You're a good dog.
Fire Taylor Swift. Fire Taylor Swift.
All right. So now, once all the attacking is done.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're still alive.
Right.
Here's when we get into first aid. Okay. Even minor bites can cause infection.
Okay.
Perform basic first aid procedures for bites suffered from a dog attack. We kind of know what those are. Wash with soap and water. I don't think I need to tell anybody how to do that. They know how to use their sink. If bleeding is serious or it won't stop after several minutes of applying pressure, medical attention.
Right.
Call your 911s. Don't call your doctor. He never gave you a number. Come on.
No.
Wash your wound thoroughly. Okay. We know that. Now, look closely for signs of infection, including redness, warmth, increased tenderness, or oozing pus. That's when you want to obviously get to the hospital. Do you need a tetanus shot? Okay.
Oh.
Well, what you want to do is try to confirm the animal's rabies vaccination and if it's up to date.
Right.
If it's a dog in the neighborhood or your own dog, you might be able to figure that out. If it's a dog you don't know, ask your doctor about that. And if you haven't had a tetanus shot in the past 10 years or 5 years, if the wound is deep or dirty, you may need a booster shot.
So let me, if you've had a tetanus shot mm-hmm. within the last 5 years and you get bit by a dog.
Yes.
You don't need to do anything?
Probably not.
Okay.
I mean, if you're kind of on the fence, I would just double check with your doctor.
Okay.
No matter what. Like I was bitten by my own dog.
Sally?
When I tried to interrupt her in a big dog fight with another dog on our property, and it did go through my calf.
What?
Yeah, the teeth went through my leg. It was bad. And
was it bleeding? Like gushing blood?
Yeah, it was bad. It was puncture. And she was up to date. So like,
okay.
But I did see a doctor about it. I can't remember what. I think I didn't need to get any kind of tetanus because I was up to date on that.
When the moon came out, though, did you turn into a dog?
I do howl we have a lot of coyotes, and when they come out and howl, I do join them.
Well, that's not the worst thing that could happen.
I actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
It feels like a deep, like primal need of mine. So the next thing you want to do is call animal control / the police, mm-hmm. one or the other, because you want to determine if this dog has rabies or a history of aggression. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that dog doesn't attack anyone else.
Right.
Now, for dogs who have owners nearby, how you handle the situation after the attack is up to you.
Yeah.
You did a very good thing, Danielle, by going to the person's house, telling them what was up.
Haven't seen the dog since.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's good news. Okay. If you've been hurt, you may want to take legal action. Yeah. Many states have laws holding owners responsible for the actions of their dogs.
Take pictures.
Yes. Do everything in emails and written and document everything. All right. So how to spot an aggressive dog. Okay. Here's some warning signs. We already know any dog can attack, but look for raised back hair, tail up high, bared teeth, and raised ears.
Right.
Growling, snarling, and baring teeth. Pulled back ears lying flat against the head.
Mm-hmm.
A tense, straight, and stiff body. An even steady run with their body low to the ground.
Whoa.
So that, if that's coming at
that's
you.
That's scary as hell.
That is very, very terrifying. Okay. Now, also, you want to avoid aggravating a dog on accident, right?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that, but sometimes kids do that because they don't know they're doing it. Most dog attacks result from people not keeping their dogs contained, not training their dogs, or dog being taunted. All right, so the world's not going to ever be rid of bad owners.
Right.
So you have to be prepared and use common sense. Never pet a dog without the owner's permission. Don't bother a dog who is eating.
Oh.
Ever. Don't ever touch a dog who is eating.
Or me.
Oh, yeah. And don't even make eye contact with Danielle when she's
like
hungry.
Or like a movie star. Don't approach them when they're eating for an autograph. Let them alone.
Please.
Come on now.
Or when they're caring for their pups.
Yeah.
They're extra protective, okay? Here's one I didn't really expect. Don't smile at a dog.
Oh.
Aggressive dogs see teeth and they think you are challenging them to
a fight.
It's hard not to smile at a dog. I love dogs.
Close mouth smile.
Don't show them it's hard not to show them my teeth because they cost so much.
And I know, they're so nice now.
I want to just be like, hey, look at this. Yeah. Hey, Fido. All right.
Here's something shocking. Dogs that are chained up are more likely to be aggressive.
Right.
So don't come within their reach. Just go right close to them when the chain snaps. Gotcha. Assume all unknown and stray dogs are threats and avoid them. Okay? Report any dangerous looking dogs in your neighborhood to the authorities.
Mm-hmm.
Or strays, you know. Teach your children never to approach unfamiliar dogs until they are sure they are safe. Okay? And then any unknown dogs, you know, just give them wide berth until you know they're safe and you can avoid the majority of dangerous dog encounters. Would you like to hear a story?
Yes, 100%.
Holy cannoli. You guys might have heard this before. I did not, but it is shocking. Okay. Jacqueline Duran's face was nearly erased 2 days before Christmas and 1 day before her 22nd birthday. It happened when a dog sitting job in Coppell, Texas, a suburb of Dallas, went terribly wrong. The instant after Durand opened the front door of Justin and Ashley Bishop's home, the dogs were not like the lovely dogs that she said she had met once before. The dogs dragged her from the front door to the living room. Lucy, a German Shepherd mix, and Bender, a Boxer and Pitbull mix, pinned her down.
What?
Tore off her nose.
What?
Ears, lips, and cheek to the bone. "I thought I was going to die," she told CBS News. Yeah.
They were in cahoots.
They really were. 37 minutes passed from the time police arrived to when first responders felt safe going into the house.
Oh, my God.
Police body camera footage shows the dogs holding first responders at bay, leaving Durand agonizing for help. A medic eventually rescued Durand and ran out with her. She was rushed to Medical City Plano Hospital in grave condition, having lost almost 30% of her blood.
Oh, my God. What?
It's...
Oh, my God.
Awful. When asked why it took 37 minutes to rescue Durand when police could have shot the dogs,
right.
Coppell Police Department told CBS News that first responders were only able to see Jacqueline Durand's legs and were not immediately aware of the extent of her injuries as they tried to contain the dogs.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can we back up 1 second?
Yeah.
Did she call the police?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, because they didn't know, but they're being held at bay. They were called for some reason.
I think an alarm went off in the house because the front door had been open so long, and that maybe that's what summoned the police. Let's see if it, when we get to the store, let's see if it's revealed.
Okay.
It was pure luck that she was rescued alive. When the dogs rushed her, the door was left open, triggering a security alarm at the Bishop's home. The couple told police they got the dogs from rescue organizations and hadn't had any problems with the dogs. "I have 3 kids. 1 is 3 years old. No history of violence. None," Justin Bishop said to police. "But a sign on their front door that warns about sleeping babies and crazy dogs is one indicator of negligence," according to a lawsuit filed by Durand's lawyer, Chip Brooker. "The warning on the front door, to me, I think, suggests that the Bishops knew that both of these dogs had acted aggressively to people arriving at the front door," Brooker told CBS News. Brooker said an examination of the dogs completed by an expert hired by his team after the attack shows that the dogs were dangerous and had vicious propensities.
Oh, my God.
"We suspect that the bishops knew that. We suspect everybody who came across these dogs, particularly Lucy, knew that," Brooker said. The Bishops said that they were heartbroken in a statement to CBS News, but turned down an interview request. "We are heartbroken by the tragic incident involving Ms. Durand," the statement said. We know that she was severely injured and are devastated by what she and her family are going through. We would never knowingly put anyone in harm's way and were shocked by what happened at our home. Due to pending litigation, we have been advised not to give any interviews. However, we want Ms. Durand and her family to know that we fervently pray for her recovery daily. Durand was in emergency surgery for 7 hours before her parents, John and Shirley Durand, heard from one of the doctors. It was clear that he was saying, "She's in a fight for survival."
Oh,
and
my
as
God.
We later found out, she had to be resuscitated on the trauma table, John Durand told CBS News. Their daughter had been resuscitated multiple times and was put in a medically induced coma for a week, Shirley Durand added. "I was just glad to see her alive," she told CBS News. Her whole face was totally bandaged. John Durand told his daughter she was a miracle. CBS News met Durand when she had already been in the hospital for 7 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Oh, doctors had grafted skin from her buttocks and forehead to start the process of rebuilding her face.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I didn't ask for this, so I think it's time to show who I am now, and I can't be scared of it, she said, revealing her face. She was released from the hospital a week later, receiving applause from her doctors and nurses. Outside of her house, the first responders who saved her life gave her a champion's welcome. Her boyfriend, 24-year-old Nathan, who stood by her side, was there too. Durand wants to be seen not as a victim, but as an example. That perhaps why she didn't hide her scarred body, which shows more than 800 bites she endured.
What?
So not just her face.
Oh, my God.
I want dog owners to know their animals and also be able to communicate with their sitters how they are, she said. Honestly, I'm speechless. After every meet and greet I had, I always felt the same with those other dogs. And they don't change their attitude from the time I met them to the time that I go there for the first time. In physical therapy, her mouth is stretched 1 millimeter at a time so that she can eat more. She still faces countless surgeries. It's not fun to think about, and I also think about how amazing the doctors are, she said. And I'm putting it in their hands to help me. Even after the brutal attack, there's still a place in her heart for dogs. Durand was a dog sitter for 7 years and still dreams of working with animals, possibly as a dog trainer. Her parents have no doubts about her future. She has all her senses now. She can walk, she can talk, she can smell, she can hear, and she can see. She's going to be fine. In addition to the love from her family is that of Nathan, who Durand has dated for 3 years. He just recovered from cancer, and Durand often drove him to and stayed with him during his treatments. I'm so grateful that I get the same opportunity to show the same level of love and care that she showed me during this time. I'm glad I get to be there for her. I guess the dogs were meant to be in crates when she showed up, and the wife said, you know, they're crated. And then she texted her and said, you know, oh, I forgot to put them in their crates. Or maybe they had been in their crates, but they escaped or something. But, you know.
So we don't know where it stands legally.
We don't know. I haven't looked at 2024, the legal stuff. I'd be interested to see, you know, what happened with that. I mean, I assume the dogs were euthanized, but. You know, dogs from shelters are. I mean, listen, I'm all about adopting shelter dogs. As you guys know, I had to return a shelter dog that attacked me.
Oh, that poor woman.
But that's really, I'm sure those parents, no matter what, are. I can't imagine what that must feel like for them, and also the parents of her, and what she has to go through. It's such a terrible situation.
God. Jesus. Well, thank you for that. Was all very, very helpful information. I'm going to tell Jimmy and Oliver because who knows, that dog could get out again or another
not
dog.
To be just don't be afraid.
Just pretend you're not afraid. Do the sideways looking down, but keep them in your peripheral and don't show your back when you leave.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Christine.
Welcome back.
Welcome back yourself. How was your break?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing exciting happened. I tried to do something on a banking app and it didn't work out, and I will continue to try to do it.
Oh, that's infuriating.
Not during our show, because.
Yeah, hopefully you wouldn't be multitasking.
What if the whole time we were doing our show, I was just doing Excel spreadsheets?
I'd be impressed.
I would be impressed.
But if they had nothing to do, they're just like your kid's schedule. You're just like putting in your kid's schedule.
I'm a busy lady.
You are. Well, the first half of our show, we were talking about aggressive dogs.
And how to survive them.
And how to survive them. And now we're going to talk about how to survive aggressive principles with our very special guest, Fielding Edlow. Hi, Fielding.
Hi.
Hello. Fielding is a comic and a writer. And do you write TV?
I'm actually a playwright.
Who, oh, whoa.
Of course, because I'm here, everyone's like, let's get your next Two Broke Girls. And I'm like, I don't have the next Two Broke Girls. Stop asking me. But yeah, I've pitched and done the whole fucking
okay,
TV.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you do stand up, obviously.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And you do have a child.
I have one child.
And how old is your?
She's 11.
She's 11. Okay.
Yes.
That my children are also 11.
They're probably not as nightmarish and hookery as my child.
Oh no.
No. I'll duel you.
I will.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
What do you mean? Okay. What do
I
you like, mean?
I have a daughter and a son. My daughter is 11 going on 17.
I don't know. She's like got the baseline personality of like a 48-year-old divorcee.
Yes.
Who's had it.
Yeah.
And like
she's
been
just
around.
Over
like,
it.
Yeah. No, it's like she wears, everything is cropped.
Yeah, but that's all 11-year-olds do that now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does she douse herself with Bed Bath & Beyond
yes.
spray that makes her smell like a Clippers urinal?
I have three. She has three Bed Bath & Beyonds that she went when a babysitter took her to buy it. And I was like, you can't wear them in the house because it gives you migraines.
Yes.
On the
yes.
weekends, she goes to Hot Topic and buys whatever. Or I don't. Maybe she's shoplifting it. And
yeah.
she goes with her friend in seventh grade and puts on false eyelashes.
Yep.
And false nails.
Yep.
She has an older friend who wears a corset.
Jesus Christ.
Really? Does this one? She just put her pants down, put her underwear into a G-string and goes, this is how I want to wear my underwear.
And you were like,
wait,
mm-mm.
what?
Yeah.
You mean to show the
yeah, like the G,
the,
like a
the whale tail?
G-string, yeah. Which I have not even worn since before pregnancy.
I mean, yeah, no kidding.
Like, I literally was like, why would a woman ever even
how
wear
she,
this?
So what did you do?
I said, stop it. Stop it. Like, I have nothing more to say to her anymore. Like, they should meet maybe. Cause
I was going
to
say, it could either be a good thing or the worst
yes,
idea
or
ever.
It could be, like, she watched Mean Girls. She's watched Mean Girls like 1,100 times, and I think she thinks it's a documentary about her life. And, like, she thinks it's a love story. Like, she's like, they're not that mean, mommy. They're not that mean.
She's like, I could show them how to be mean.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm scared of her.
Oh, wow. Holy moly.
Like, I was friendly myself, but like much later. I mean, I'm not saying that she's actually done everything, but the personality is so shocking.
Is she boy crazy?
Yes.
Oh, my okay. daughter, luckily.
Oh, she's not.
She has friends like
yeah.
your daughter,
yeah.
but she's more like admiring of them, but she's not.
Oh.
She's not boy crazy.
You're so lucky.
Thank God. And she does wear a lot of baggy stuff, which I'm very thankful for.
You've won. You're a hero. That's great.
I know this is not a secret. You are recently divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is she
not a secret? Your husband,
I know,
manufactured it.
She's claiming that.
Like literally, no. I just listened back to that podcast and I was like, yeah, they did it.
So what happened?
They did it.
I missed this. I mean, I heard the episode, but how did Never Not Funny create your divorce?
So your husband and Matt.
Yeah.
So when we were doing our little like low level web series and just like doing a tiny whatever. Like going on podcasts for it, Larry and I, Never Not Funny was the only podcast that did not have Larry on, like just
okay.
me.
Oh, right.
Even though it was us. I mean, I wrote it and created
yeah.
it. But it was, so I remember I was there and I'm like, I don't need him. I'm funny. Look at me. I'm Aaron Brockovich. I don't fucking need Larry. And we were going like screeching up to a real halt at that. But,
I see.
But
it
was one of those things where I was like, I can do this.
Okay. I thought you were saying that Jimmy said something like,
I mean, we were joking about, like, fuck Larry.
Okay.
I mean, he would always, like, come out. And I think everyone likes saying the name Larry.
It's a funny
yes.
name. It is a good comedy
name.
It's ridiculous that there's someone your age who is named Larry.
Right?
I mean, it's preposterous.
I mean, he's, like, Irish Catholic family.
Uh-huh.
Larry. I mean,
yeah.
Lauren. But anyway.
But in your head, you were having some kind of revelation of, like, I actually don't really need.
It was unconscious and conscious. Like,
yes.
They didn't have him on.
Yeah.
Pay attention to that. It's a message. Pay attention.
I'm the star.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're still like pitchy, whatever. I mean, and it's amicable, blah, blah, blah.
Good.
But it was, yeah, I don't know. It really was one of those things
So, like a light bulb.
Yeah. Maybe a gaggle of light bulbs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because I think we were trying to figure it out. It was 2021 I went on, and then it was January 2022 that I was like, and let's call it.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
So it wasn't, you know, it really
yes.
was, if you look at it.
Right. Well, I brought it up to ask,
oh.
is your daughter with you half of the time, all the time?
More me.
More you.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is hard. But I think it's that the reason I think she's doing so well is because she's in the house where she's been with me.
Okay, good. Your story today does have to do with your daughter, but when she was much younger.
Yes.
So she's been causing you headaches since the time she was born.
Yes. No, 100%. Even now this day, we're like, did she orchestrate that whole,
Okay, so bring us back.
So she's in first grade, and she's going to this private school, and blah, 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 and they have these enrichments, so she's taking a jump roping enrichment.
Okay.
That's when usually people are like, of course it's a private school. You have a jump roping enrichment. Yes. Like, go fuck yourself.
That was called recess at our school. Mm-hmm. You mean they just jump rope?
Pretty much.
And that's called enrichment. Okay.
And let me just tell you, there was, all right, I'll just say it, that, so Gal Gadot was a mom in our class.
Oh, my God.
So let me just say.
You had to look at her in person?
Yes, I did.
That's upsetting.
I would go to school, and she's like 8'10".
Yeah. Yes.
Okay? And I'd feel like a Yiddish bridge troll. And this is what she'd do. And she's so nice. So you guys, she would like bend over and like hold my face in her hands and be like, shalom, hi, like a pitying.
I would spit in her face. That is so mean. I think that is so fucking obnoxious.
We had a play date. I mean, I feel like that's a whole other thing.
I mean, you're very pretty, so thank I don't you. Want this to feel condescending, but like,
she's on another planet.
Gal Gadot is like one of those Charlize Theron beauties that like,
forget it.
I've never seen her in person, but just seeing her on a screen, I'm like, why do you exist?
Yeah, it's
like,
not
correct.
Fair.
You are at a level where I don't want to know that people are that attractive.
I agree.
Like,
and why the body?
Yes.
And
why do you get all of it?
Right. And like literally, by the way, she's like, we had like some mom outing. She's like, oh, on fuck text thread. She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm hosting SNL this weekend. And I was like,
can't
oh
just
my
say
God.
I'm busy.
I know. I'm like, oh, I'm doing an 8 minute set in the YooHoo room, 65 drink minimum. I can't make it either. You fucking cunt. And I also think my, husband at the time, he would, like, specifically, like, want to see her, too. So he would always want to do pick up and drop off. And I'm like, is that for Gal?
Oh, my God.
I know. And then and her husband's so funny because the first time I met him, I was like, hi, I'm Fielding. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, are you mad at me? Like, he's so aggressive.
Oh, my God. I don't even know who it is. Is he an actor person, too?
He's like, they have, like, they're a producing team.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Off track.
But I am curious. Made up or not made up? Her face. Like, does she show up?
To your point, which is even more.
Not made up. Yeah, I knew it. And she's stunning. Okay.
Like, beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
I figured.
So they're in this jump roping class, okay. too. And I and they've had one play date. And again, that's a whole other story.
Yes, we'll have you back on for that.
Okay, I mean, I'm not trying to insinuate myself, but it's actually pretty funny, this play date, because, like, weird something happened. Anyway, so she. Okay, let me say that. So she's in this. It's Thanksgiving, and Larry decides we're still married, but he's like, I'm not going to do your family this year. So you can go. So I fly.
Okay, this is a good sign.
Yeah. So that you
things
can
are going
guess
well.
What? If you're on the brink, that's a sign. And they actually, my family loves Larry. So I'm in Boston. I get a. We're barely even texting, and I get this. I see 9 missed calls from Larry, and I was like, oh, fuck. So I call him back, and I'm like, what's going on? He's like, yeah, well, the DCFS just stopped by our house.
Whoa.
Department of Child and Family Services. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, and I'm in that thing, like, almost the 9/11 weird thing where it can't be true.
Right.
Yes.
Like, you're in that surreal pocket or window, and he's like, I'm like, yes. He goes, yeah, they stopped by our neighbors, too. They've asked me if I was abused, if I drink alcohol, blah, blah, blah.
What?
Sounds like Ellis told somebody at our school that her dad tied her to a chair.
Oh, my God.
And carried her around in a potato sack. And I was like, I'm sorry. Do
sounds
you
like
mean
a Grimm's fairy tale.
The Periwinkle Bed Bath & Beyond pillowcase that we carried around as a fucking joke and you got a Charlie horse? Anyway, so... I'm listening, and he's like, so you need to know that this is going to be a thing.
So wait, so at this time you're in another state.
I'm in
And
Boston.
Is your daughter with you?
Yes.
Okay.
So I had taken her. So it's that surreal phone call, and he's like, you need to call this number, and you need to call this woman. By the way, she's a trainee. Oh, great. I'm like, I'm not going to jail from an intern.
Yes.
bring back the trainee.
Yeah. Very into doing their job.
I don't want a trainee. So it's like, it's one that, so I hang up the phone and then I'm just like, anyone want some hot cocoa? Like an in-house Swiss Miss. Like, I don't even know what's happening. But it's, I know it's bad. Like, it's one of those things, you know, when you get news and you're like, this is going to be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like not going to go away anytime soon. So then I call the number, and so what I have to do is set an appointment, and then I also go into that Ray Donovan, like, who fucked me? Who is that? You know what I mean? Like, who fucked me?
It was
so
Gal Gadot.
So, right, it was Gal Gadot. So I think it's the, like, occupational therapy woman that who also, you know, or the Hebrew teacher who also teaches yoga, mindfulness, and hiking. Right. Like, I'm like, it's her. So it turns out, so then I have to find out, like, what happened. Right. So I'm with my daughter, and I, like, really go back into Neighborhood Playhouse acting, and I'm just like, I heard you guys were playing a fun game where you talked about, like, just, like, fun play with your parents. Like, who, what, do, you know, I was trying. Uh-huh. Yeah. And she wouldn't give it. I was like, okay, were you talking about, like, a fun, like, jump roping game with, and she's like, yeah, I told the jump roping teacher daddy tied me to a chair. And uh-huh. I was like, okay. And then it just came out that she did that. And then
did she say it like she knew it was kind of naughty, or was she just like thought it was completely innocent? Or
she thought it was innocent. I mean, Larry from the start was like, this is some kind of mob hit. Like, someone has it out for us.
Right.
So then I'm like, okay, we still don't really know we realize it's the jump roping teacher. So we go back to school. And we're dealing with that, but we can't talk to anybody about it. And by the way, I called Kira, my friend Kira, because I feel like she's like what would
Kira another Saltanovich, mom. Yeah. Who was on our show. Yeah. Okay.
So she goes, pull her out of there. You walk in Monday morning, you just drape yourself in crosses. She goes, just Madonna crosses from the 80s. And you fucking yank her out, and you write on the blackboard, you fucking disgusting tattletale. And you just yank her out of there. And then I asked another friend, because it's one of those things too where, like, I've always had just trusting myself. And generally, yes.
Yeah, I do too.
It's better. Same. It's much better, but that's been my thing, my Achilles heel. So I called my other most sensible friend, Jewish, and she's like, fucking email Alan Dershowitz, CC the UJA, CC. Like, she was just carpet bomb with emails. And I was like, and none of it. I just was like, I need to just keep my head down. And just
no one's advice was just talk to the teacher. Like, it seems very 0 to 60 to me.
It also seems strange. Just to interrupt for a second,
please.
I do that too, by the way. Yeah. Is like if I'm going through something, and I'm like, I feel so mad and upset. Should I trust it? And then I'll call my friends and I need them to all go, yeah, that's fucked up.
Right. Like, right. Yes.
So I totally relate to that. But like that the teacher wouldn't have taken a bead from the two of you first.
Exactly.
Like and been like, hey, I heard. So
well, but
that's but, exactly.
But
it.
By law, they have to report if they suspect at all that there is child abuse. I mean, they probably were just. Honestly, I think it's just the law.
Oh, because they're mandatory reporters?
Yes, of course.
I don't know. It just seems to
But here's the weird thing. When I called this woman, her voicemail was full.
Uh-huh.
And it's a nuanced, complex, crazy issue, right? Here's what I think, though. I do think there has to be, and she admitted, the principal, I mean, I'll get to that they may have missed a step.
Okay.
But I do think, so here's a woman, the jump roping teacher does not see my daughter every day. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know our family that we're both comedians and actors. I agree on some level, but on the other hand, I think she absolutely should have come to us and been like, hey, she said this and this is crazy. How can you defend it?
I'm just saying there's probably rules in place at the school. Now it's a private school, so there might be different rules, but there's probably rules in place about this is what you do. You go to this person, you go to this person, then you go to this person. I'm just saying she probably... I don't know, because I don't know what the rules are.
I think in generally, yes. But I think everyone's so self-concerned and also like scared that they're going to get in trouble. Like the whole irony is that they're trying to protect my daughter. But they ended up doing the most disruptive, traumatizing, triggering. So, you know, it's such a irony, though. But I agree that...
So did she ask your daughter further questions? Like,
no, I don't even know.
Because it's like, I would want context. What does that mean? Right. So obviously you guys were playing a game, and did your husband tie her up with a jumper?
Oh, yeah. So So Larry has always been anxious about her eating. Mm-hmm. So, and she's like, we've just getting her tested for ADD. So she just would never, she'd always be up and down, up and down.
Uh-huh.
And so he would be like, all right, here's a game. It was like a belt that wasn't even loosely tied. You're in jail. You got to sit and eat your dinner.
Gotcha.
And then, of course, I was like, what are you, a moron? Like, why? What the fucked game is that?
Yeah.
Like, who puts a belt around a daughter? And then he would carry around in a potato sack, you know, and he's like, we can, not talking to anyone in the school. I mean, not even, we're just in that, like, very scared rat kind of,
yeah,
like, preternaturally. So we schedule the appointment with this trainee who's mm-hmm. coming to our house.
Oh, okay, but. So you didn't talk to anyone. Why didn't you talk to anyone in the school?
Right,
when you
so
got
I know.
Back?
And that's the thing. I don't think my friends gave me very good advice. Like, I love Kira.
Well, and also, you're not, you haven't been at that school for very long, right?
No.
She's in first grade.
Yeah.
A school is this weird sort of community that, I mean,
totally.
It can take you a long time to feel like you're a member of a school, like you belong. And I think when you're early in a school, you don't quite feel like.
We always felt like outsiders.
We're part of it. Like, we definitely, by first grade at least, because, I mean, our kids didn't go to private school, but a public magnet that was very, like, I was like, oh, there's this whole community here.
Right.
But, like, at first grade, I didn't feel like we were part of it. Like,
uh-huh.
we'd go to things once in a while, and I was like, oh, everybody knows each other, and everybody fits in, and they know everything, and I'm not really a joiner to begin with. Like, it's hard for me to be one of those people that's like, oh, I'm joining the PTA, and I'm joining the thing, and I'm doing that. And I could imagine this would feel very alienating in a sense of, like, this school doesn't even care about us. Like, we're definitely not part of this community.
Right.
Like, it must have been hard to feel
100%.
Like you could even reach out at that point.
I wasn't really, I mean, people like, but it's funny. I had like one friend and then someone else came up to me and she's like, I was trying to tell someone else, like, you know, Fielding's a lot, but you should get to know her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, totally, you know, and even Larry was like, I felt like every day was Groundhog Day. This one woman would just give me a kiss in the cheek. This you know, but it was
weird.
We never, yes, we did. And I think then you feel like it's this petri dish or this uh-huh. little incubator where already then we were like, and the universe wants us out. Because I also remember Larry being like, if we don't pay attention to this and we don't leave anyway, this is the universe telling you to leave. Like,
okay.
So there might be a bomb. Like, anyway, so, yeah. And so that person that they'd interviewed, our neighbor, like, it was a thing. So we're like, head down, just pick up, drop off.
And do you get the feeling that everyone at school knows?
No one knows.
Oh, okay. All right.
We do, because they're so, like, secretive and clandestine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's another thing, yeah.
Yeah. So we're getting ready for this visit where my daughter's going to be I'm interviewed with my daughter, and then my daughter's interviewed alone. So we're preparing. So my daughter's getting weirdly into it.
Oh, no.
And
she likes being the center of attention.
Yeah, no, this whole thing might have been just this ploy to get to Lucci, the guy she has a crush on at the new school, who she's been obsessed with for 4 years. And that principal knows. And he's like, maybe all girls. Let's do all girls. The principal of our current school was like, all girls.
All girls are obsessed with this boy.
No, you need to be. You need to go to an
all girls
school. Sorry,
Oh, got it.
But anyway, so we're getting ready to have this trainee come over, and she's literally like scurrying around the house, being like, "Should we put out like snacks? Like, how about like a charcuterie board?" And then weird, like, because she's a kid, she's like, "How about apple chips?" And I'm like, "Shut the fuck up!" Like, because I'm like, clean the house. I mean, it puts you in this like very. You guys know, I'm sure, that primal mama bear kind of like. You can't even believe there's even a possibility of her being taken away, which I don't think was ever even in the cards.
Right.
But
no, that is a possibility.
On some level. So we're scurrying around, putting out snacks. So then the woman comes over, and she's like in, like, her flower girl dress.
Yes.
Like, in, my hair is blown out.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
And so then my daughter, like, she walks in the door, and she seems like this nice woman. And my daughter's like, so what family are you visiting after us?
Oh my God.
Like, aggressive and pointed. Like, I'm like, shut up.
How bizarre.
Yeah, it was just weird. And then she's like, do you like our wallpaper? Like, it's almost like she has Tourette's. Like,
do you see why we have to tie her
yes!
up?
Yes. I'm like, do you see how annoying? And it's like, I'm living with some kind of rude baroness. So we're interviewed. And I can tell, thank God, by her face that it's going to be okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You base, hopefully, you know, 90%. Yes, yes. And then, so then she's like, okay, well, I need to interview your daughter alone. So then I creep around the corner so I can still listen in, like I'm some Yiddish Miss Marple. I'm like crouching. So she, and the thing, so both Larry and I are both sober. So we've never had alcohol in the, so, and this is what's so crazy. She's saying like, do you have alcohol in the house? She didn't know what alcohol was.
Oh.
Like it's, she's that innocent.
Well, it
at
seems
that
like
point.
A weird question to ask a child. Like,
she asked her so many weird questions. Oh. I mean, but that was what's so insane. It's like she's never even seen a bottle of alcohol. You know, and they're like, oh, is Larry beat everyone, drink Rumplemints. And it's, it's like a horror show in here. And I'm like, no, we microdose, you know, Count Chocula and watch Netflix. And then, okay, so then she asked her this question. She's like, so I'm just wondering, like, do you ever go to bed hungry? And she goes, sometimes.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, I'm going to fucking murder you. I am going to die. So then it all, you know, we, the denouement of that visit, she's like, you know, it's going to be fine.
Okay.
You're okay. We just had to come here.
Okay.
But again, it's like.
But thank God she got it.
But the fact that, like, they've probably missed a bunch of actual abuse cases because of that.
The time that was wasted. You,
yes.
Yeah. Right.
So then. We, around December, we get, and it's still, like, ridiculous. And by the way, I fully blame Larry for this.
Right.
Like, fully.
You mean for the way he handled it or for
the, belt game? Right. The belt game. Yeah. Like, how about just say, eat your dinner?
Yeah, it's not a great. There was no way that was going to turn out positively.
No way that can you use a belt and that's going to turn out okay. So then, like, my fears, anxieties are mostly allayed and I'm mollified and I'm but then December I think we got the sheet that it's cleared. They do a weird thing where they're like it's not cleared, but it's just like that word of like neutral, like it's I don't know, it was kind of like, all right. So then we get a call from the school that there's a police officer because the police have to get involved with a case. So
even though it's already been what?
So they had to show up and see for themselves that my daughter.
Okay.
So she was in a play called Latkes and Applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds around Hanukkah.
It sounds delicious.
I think it was a crowd pleaser.
I'm a little upset that there's no sour cream.
I know there might have been a dollop because I know she appreciates a dollop of sour cream. So she's pulled out of Latkes and Applesauce.
She's pulled out of the play? Like, while they're doing the play?
I think I know, it doesn't sound like a Chris Columbus move, like a bad, or like an M. Night Shyamalan, like, fucked ending.
Yeah.
So she, I think right when it finishes, they're like, oh, like, can you come here, please? And she is pulled to the principal's office with the police officer and the principal.
Oh, so scary. I know.
And that was, like, the worst part about it, because it was, like, I think it was a woman, but, like, horrible.
Yeah.
So then we get the call saying, could you, and like, we still haven't talked to anyone. They're like, can you come right now? And like, she'd gone home. And so we rush over there because we already have the sheet. She's been cleared. And the principal is so, like, she's crying, like that passive aggressive, like, just like makes it all about her.
Wow. What a bold move.
Right? And Larry's going after her like SEAL Team 6. Uh-huh. Like, just like, who, you know, and I'm just like shut down and I don't say anything.
Oh,
and
then so I'm stressful.
It was so stressful. And so she, yeah, I mean, I think then we just said our piece, or he said, but she did say we might have missed a step.
Oh my God. Like, Jesus Christ.
I know. I still like think. So then we have some meetings. I have a coffee with some of the other mothers and I'm like, this is what happened.
Uh-huh.
And then one of them was like, well, what did Larry do? And of course, like, I have her name under the rug. Like, you're done.
Right.
Chick's a goddess. But anyway, so what happened was, so months later, her teacher, we heard, showed her a picture months later, too. Because my daughter has this very sort of angelic look. So I think everyone has the, not that all kids,
some kids are more angelic than others. It just.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, not now and not anymore, but then. So her teacher supposedly showed her a picture of a belt and goes, does this remind you of anything?
The teacher did?
Yeah. Her basic first grade teacher.
Yeah.
And then I called a meeting with. So I'm just on like the very.
So they've
like,
all been told. Yes. Now they're looking out for. Yeah. They think they're doing their due diligence.
Yes, exactly.
Jeez. So what did.
And Ellis was like, no. And then I call a meeting with the teacher and the other. So then just to put a I feel like I don't. So I write a letter. Like, after I've gotten her into the next school, yes. I'm like, what can I don't know what you guys would have done, but it's like, I just, some kind of, uh-huh. not even a vengeful, but like the next right indicated action of like, you guys fucked up.
Right.
Yes.
So I write a letter. So I like get it vetted by like, you know, you're two like fucking killer showrunner, like killer writer friends. Like,
yeah.
Have them. Like literally they're like, stop bothering me. I'm actually running, like, Breaking Bad. I'm like, no, you got to. So it's the best letter I've ever written in my uh-huh. life. Like, it doesn't even say that like we had donated, by the way, yeah. 3 weeks before.
Oh, like that. Fuck.
So oh, this letter, I've never been so proud of anything in my entire life. So I send it, I CC every, like not parent, but just like the head rabbi, the prince, the head of the board of trustees. Mm-hmm. And so I send it, yeah, I guess like that August or whatever, that September. She's let go 9 days later.
The principal?
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa.
9 days later, yeah. She sends an email to the whole school. And I think I did have something to do with it, because it's very weird to resign. It was like early in the next school year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, who resigns?
She
late. It was like right after Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
And it
school had already started. Yes. Then she. Oh yeah. That's right? Really fishy.
9 days later. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have to have you come back and do a dating one.
Yeah.
I would love it so much, because that actually gives me hope or like a goal. Yes. Even.
Yeah. Just do it for the story.
Go exactly. Have the adventures so you can come.
So
tell
do you
us.
Mean like. A kiss, a date, like I have to be with someone for like a month or two. Give me parameters, because I do well with
just,
structure.
You know, you could just
we're
go,
not going to tell you to do anal or something. I mean, it's
I've
up
never
to you
done anal,
you,
but I'm open.
I mean, if you think
like,
you can handle
listen,
it.
Listen, Fielding, it's Tuesday morning. Yeah. Like, can you just
do whatever
cool
you want to do?
Just cool, yeah. I know.
You, if you, you know, make a list, you know, make a bucket list. Like, I rim job, like, right. Anal, whatever's
know,
on your list.
Everyone's just rimming their faces off.
I know, it's
like,
no thank you.
I know, I'm like, no.
I would have had to have done that in my 20s.
And, I yeah. wouldn't have done that when I was like Gia at my drunkest, I remember. People. I was like, I would not. But, well, just, you know. Give me homework, guys.
All
please.
Right, go
just
have,
give me homework.
Just go have, yeah, just have a bunch of dates.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
Have a bunch of dates
so
and come back.
So from like
and
three to five to ten.
Yes. And just tell us how horrible they were. Hopefully, we're hoping for bad, because that makes a better
oh,
story.
Oh, they're not going to be good.
Great. Okay.
No, they're not.
Because apparently I'm a lot.
As your friend, as one of your close friends said.
Oh, everyone.
Caught.
Thank you. Well
thank you
I,
so much.
I love you guys. And
yeah,
this is a blast. And I, this was, yeah,
this was
time
great.
Flew by. Thank you.
Thank
for
you so
me.
Much. It was great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we will be right back with what, Chris?
We learned.
What did we learn today?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Christine.
Yes.
Are you ready to learn what we learned today?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Land of white ladies, red wine, and one black guy. The Netflix documentary series American Nightmare plot is as follows. After a harrowing home invasion and kidnapping in 2015, a couple is accused of staging the ordeal when the woman reappears, haunting the couple with a new series of tortures.
I do want to talk about it more Thursday.
We will in the bonus episode.
Yeah, we're going to get into it. And you have or have not seen it?
I have not seen it.
Please watch it.
Watch it.
Please watch
that's
it.
Right. It's three episodes.
You'll
so
watch
it's not it. Totally overwhelming.
You'll watch it all in one night probably.
Yeah.
If you're like Danielle and I.
Ah. Teach your children good dog behavior so they don't get their face bitten off.
Ugh.
It has been estimated that dogs can smell anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 times better than people. Wow. If you feel a dog may be aggressive, try ignoring it and not reacting in a way that may escalate its behavior. Do not make eye contact. In an area with aggressive or wild dogs, try bringing treats or a toy just in case one of them decides they want to eat you. I still think, again, if their sense of smell is so good, they're just going to knock you down and try to get that. If they're already yeah. towards aggression, you know what I mean?
Well, at
I
say, least they're ripping your pocket. And
walk,
your
with
flesh.
A base, walk with a baseball bat and maybe a baseball. throw the baseball.
Yeah.
If they don't go for that, you got the bat to beat them to death with.
Right.
And also then think of how relaxed you'll feel after.
Then you'll have those treats in your pocket.
It's good cardio.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, beating a dog to death, that's going to really... Christ. It's going to bring up the heart rate.
According to some versions of the Pied Piper story, after the plague-inflicted town refused to pay for removing all the rats, the Piper returned for their children. 130 children followed him out of town and into a cave, after which they were never seen again.
Oh, what a fun story. Where's that documentary, Netflix?
That's amazing. Don't show a dog your teeth. This includes smiling at them.
I can't help it. I have beautiful teeth. They cost a lot.
You do.
And, you know, they're not really my teeth, so I can't brag about them, but...
And the dogs seem like they want you to smile at them because they're so cute.
I feel like the dog wants to see them.
What are we doing until next time?
Remain calm.